Welcome to the Independent Observer, History Across the Volumes. This is Episode 2, Empire Beneath Democracy. This author-produced audio adaptation follows two public paper records in Volume 2, From Colonization to China's Rise, and The American Empire Was Never a Democracy. Both are working papers. Their arguments are presented as historical and political economy interpretations open to source review, not as settled historical verdicts. Volume 2 begins with a problem of scale. Political power is often described inside the boundaries of a nation, while the conditions that make power durable cross borders. Capital, labor, technology, military protection, resource access, industrial capacity, and information move through relationships. A country can speak the language of independence and still depend on systems it does not fully control. That is why the volume calls sovereignty relational and material. From Colonization to China's Rise provides the long-range frame. It traces how colonization, industrialization, and strategic economic design shape modern power. Its historical argument is not that the United States, China, Russia, or any earlier empire are identical. The point is to ask what mechanisms recur: knowledge extraction, unequal access to capital, control of institutions, literacy and education, corruption, working class exclusion, and the use of economic organization to make influence durable. History is especially useful here when it refuses a single core story. Empires do not rise only because of armies. States do not decline only because of moral failure. Industrial strength depends on infrastructure, skills, finance, administration, energy, and the ability to coordinate. Democratic vulnerability can reflect formal rules, unequal resources, information gaps, and the exclusion of people who are governed but not meaningfully represented. A historical comparison can illuminate those mechanisms, but it cannot prove that two periods are equivalent. The second paper, The American Empire Was Never a Democracy, takes the question inside the United States. Its argument is that democratic language can coexist with concentrated influence. The paper connects constitutional design and slavery with later practices involving industrial capitalism, mass incarceration, money in politics, militarized foreign policy, and concentrated media ownership. It then outlines possible reforms around social rights, representation, workplace voice, anti-monopoly enforcement, campaign finance accountability, and diplomacy. The title is deliberately strong. The page keeps the boundary visible. This is a historical and political economic working argument, not a complete history of US political development and not proof that one mechanism explains every democratic failure. The useful question is narrower. How can formal representation coexist with unequal practical power? Who can set the agenda? Who is exposed to the consequences of a decision? Who can contest it? Which institutions record the contest, and which ones make it disappear? That brings us to the phrase empire beneath democracy. It does not have to mean a hidden command center. It can describe an arrangement in which different institutions produce a patterned result without one actor directing every step. A constitutional rule, a financing system, a media market, a military alliance, a labor market, and a border regime can reinforce one another. Each may be lawful in isolation while the combined effect narrows usable public power. Volume 2 therefore studies sovereignty through membership and enforcement as well as foreign policy. A person can possess a formal status and still lack equal access to institutions. A government can possess legal authority and still lack material capacity. A national strategy can claim autonomy while relying on outside energy, technology, labor, or markets. Definitions are not a footnote. They decide who counts, what gets measured, and which comparison appears fair. The historical caution is important. Analogy is not evidence by itself. A claim about colonization, empire, democracy, or influence needs period-specific records and a clear mechanism. The audio can introduce the research question, but the source pages carry the synopsis, citation trail, and limitation note. In the next episode, the scale shifts again. We follow how war, policing, taxation, welfare, and the organization of work decide whether human difficulty is treated as a capacity problem or as a source of punishment and extraction. Until then, ask of every sovereignty claim, independent from what, dependent on whom, and accountable to which public?